This is reading from Chaitanya Bhagavat, and this is Madhyakanda chapter 2, as a continuation where we left off. And this, to refresh those that are just coming, this description here, Madhyakanda, is the very beginning of the Sankirtan movement. Lord Chaitanya has closed his Sanskrit toll. He's taken initiation from Ishwarpuri. He's returned to Mayapur. And he's starting to exhibit these signs of intense love and separation from Krishna, even at this time. And people are conjecturing that possibly he's a murka. They're using words like this. The students were saying he's a murka. Or maybe he's suffering from disturbance in life errors. He has a disease. So therefore he's swooning, falling on the ground, crying, voice choking up and saying, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Kotai, Krishna Kotai. But then finally, as the students stayed longer with the Lord, then they understood that he's actually experiencing something very extraordinary. So gradually, at this juncture, Lord Chaitanya is going to reveal his godhood. So now, but he hasn't yet. They just think he's one of them, but he's become an extraordinary Vaishnava. So now the Srivast Thakur and Haridas and Advaita and Gadadhar, they're feeling very happy that the Lord is going to join their Sankirtan party. Because they've already been meeting regularly and engaging in Harinam Sankirtan and Harikata, discussing Bhagavat. But he was not part of the group. Because of his studies and his scholarship and his arrogance, he was separate from them. So now they have faith that he's going to join them. So this is Madhyakanda chapter 2, verse 198. Kateva Anandadara Vaheshri Nayan Charanera Ganga Kiva Aila Varane. The tears of love that flowed from Vishambhara's eyes appeared like the Ganga, which flows from his feet, was now flowing from his eyes. And so here Vrindavan Das Thakur is indicating that Mahaprabhu is Sarva Avatari. He's the source of the Das Avatar and all the different avatars. Everyone knows the story that Ganga came through the universe when Vamanadeva stuck his foot through the covering of the universe, and Lord Brahma bathed his foot with a kamandalu. And that Charanamrita coming from Vamanadeva's feet, that is known as Ganga. So now that same Ganga that was coming from his feet is coming from his eyes. And it's not Vamanadeva, but it's Vishambhara. So now, next verse. This is Vrindavan Das Thakur is describing the state of consciousness or state of awareness of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Verse 199. This is the very beginning of the Sankirtan movement. Kota Krishna Matra Prabhu Bale Arakeha Katanai Paya Jigyashile. Vrindavan Das Thakur said, 199, chapter 2, Madhyakanda. The only words Vishambhara spoke were, Kota Krishna, where is Krishna, where is Krishna? Even when someone asked him a question, there was no other reply. If someone would ask him some question, they would ask Vishambhara a question, he would simply say, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? So, Siddhanta Saraswati is telling, if one inquired about anything other than Krishna from Vishambhara, who was at this time overwhelmed with feelings of separation from Krishna, then the inquirer would not receive any response other than topics of Krishna. This would be nice if we were so fixed. Because in any of these discussions, these verses, you can discuss the Adi Bhautika level, what it's actually saying, or Adi Atmika, how it applies to us, or Adi Daivika, what is going on with the Lord and his transcendental feelings. So these are three basic levels. The transcendental level, our own level, and then just the story flow. And oftentimes people always stay with that. But Lord Chaitanya, of course, everything he's teaching, he's sometimes acting as the Lord, and sometimes acting as a devotee, sometimes acting as both. He's teaching as a devotee, he's teaching as the Lord. So here he's teaching as a devotee. We're also trying to become devotees. We're what they call Vaishnava Praya, or Prakriti Bhakta, maybe Kanishta Bhakta. And people often ask us questions. But we should just simply tell about Krishna. Tell them about Krishna. Whatever whatever they ask us. Like they have a phrase in English, all roads lead to Rome. Have you heard this phrase maybe? All roads lead to Rome, because at one time Roman Empire was all around the world and they had a vast road system, highways, and they all connected to Rome. That was the capital, the center. So whenever we have some topics, they should be connected with Krishna. Prabhupada was a great champion of this, if you read the Lilamrita. So if you see the example of Srila Prabhupada, he was an expert. If someone, we hear at this juncture Mahaprabhu's ecstatic mood in Navadvipa. If anyone would ask him a question, he would simply reply about Krishna. So Prabhupada showing us how to, the art of doing this, you see in Lilamrita, sometimes someone would come to Prabhupada and he would say, oh, I'm a racing driver and I race formally at cars. Then Prabhupada would, to create friendly conversation with that person, he would say, oh yes, my uncle had an Oldsmobile. This is in Calcutta. His uncle had an Oldsmobile. And he had a taxi service. And so Prabhupada was talking with him briefly on his terms to create some friendship, some sense of equality, and some acceptance. Not that as soon as the person says, yes, I'm a race driver, yes, Chan Hare Krishna. Wait a minute. It's a little too aggressive and a little too untactful, as they say. You must apply tact and coordination and balance and poise in your preaching or your conducting of your life. So Prabhupada he said like this, and then the man was speaking. He said, yes, when I'm racing these Formula cars, we're going 250, 300 kilometers. They go very fast, you know, zoom, these race cars, Grand Prix. When I'm driving very fast, 300 kilometers and over, then I feel very close to death, and I feel very close to God. So as soon as the person said this, then Prabhupada changed gears, so to speak. He changed gears in the conversation, and then it was all Krishna Katha. Oh yes, Mrityu Sarvaharascham. Krishna says in Gita, Mrityu Sarvaharascham. I come as Mrityu and take away everything, Sarvahara. And then like this, and so this is a technique also, and even in our preaching, is that we're not uptight, we're relaxed, we're friendly, we're cooperative, we're understanding and compassionate. But we have an agenda. We have an agenda. We have an objective. Our objective, our agenda, is to give Krishna to the conditioned souls, to attract them to Krishna. So we look for the opportunity in a friendly way, in a cordial way. So whenever anyone asks us some question, we say, yes, it's like this, and then what Krishna says in Gita, like this. And this is the expertise of the preacher. The preacher has to find the ways. Prabhupada said the preacher has to find the ways and the means to inject Krishna consciousness into the hearts of the dull, conditioned souls. Because preaching means to turn the people whose faces are turned away from Krishna, to turn them towards Krishna. It doesn't mean to go to some person that's already a devotee and say, oh, you're a nice devotee, you chant 16 rounds instead of one. Preaching means you go to someone who's an agnostic, or he's sitting on the fence, as they say. He's not committed here or there. Agnostic. Maybe there's God, maybe there's not God. Could be, could not be. Anyway, I don't bother myself with it. I'm busy with my career. I'm busy with my job or my family or life itself, or what I define as life itself. Eat, drink, and be merry. Let God go His way, and I'll go my way. So then you have to say, no, listen, my dear friend. There's something more than what you see. And then you convince him by your prabhav, by your own shraddha, by your knowledge and understanding, and your love. Ultimately, preaching is based on love. You can say, I would like to say, preaching, the word preaching has PR, right? Pre, and then has reaching. So the PR stands for prem, and also the PR stands for public relations. So you have to employ public relations in your preaching. So preaching means reaching a conditioned soul with your prem. PR, prem, and then reaching. So when you put the two together, prem and reaching, you get preaching. This is a Krishna original. from Krishna comes all kinds of ideas. So this is an interesting way to analyze the English on the basis of something like Sanskrit. Prakrishtarena, reaching. And preaching, public relations and reaching. Reaching with your public relations and reaching with your prem, preaching. So that's one point we can draw down to our level of understanding. Of course, from the Adidaivika consideration, this verse is all about the Lord and His Leela. This is His Rahasya Leela, His confidential Leela, His coming for His Antaranga, or His Antara Karana. This is, India is the land of challenges. I remember once Prabhupada was giving a lecture on a Pandal program, and they had the microphone and the microphone stand, and the microphone kept falling off, and Prabhupada's lecturing, and it's falling off, and it's falling off. And Prabhupada told his servant who was fanning him, he said, "Give me a Brahman thread." This Upavita. Upavita is this thing, Brahman thread, right? Brahman thread. He says, "Give me your Brahman thread." And this is usually never taken off. It's a very sacred thing. It's taken off when you change for a new one, but it's has significance and many, many things about it. So then he told his disciple, "Give me your Brahman thread." And he's saying, "Wait a minute, Prabhupada's taking back my diksha. I'm not a Brahman anymore." He was worried. He was paranoid. I worked hard to get this Brahman thread. It's not an easy thing. And so then he said, "But dasosmi." So he immediately took it off. And then Prabhupada took the Brahman thread and he wrapped it around the microphone and tied it tight so that it wouldn't fall off at the Pandal program. And everyone in the Pandal program is looking. The Upavita he's using for a rasi to tie the microphone. This is most chamatkar, most astounding. So this is an example of utilizing the Pancharatrika vidhi to promote the Bhagavad vidhi. Bhagavad vidhi is the pure worship of Radha and Krishna without jnana or karma. Jnana karma adhyanavritam. No covering of jnana or karma, karmakanda or upasana, all these things. It is the pure worship. Ramya upasana. Gopi vadu. Ramya upasana rajabudu bir. This is the Bhagavad vidhi. And Bhagavad vidhi is this rule, the rule of Bhagavan. The rule of Bhagavan is prem dharma. So this Pancharatrika vidhi means archan and diksha and all these mantras. This is simply supportive to bring us to the point of pure love. At the point of pure love, you don't see the gopis wearing Brahman threads. I never saw. You saw? And the gopis don't wear sikas. And the gopis they're not so much bothered with all these things. But they love Krishna. And their example is perfect. So therefore, Prabhupada was showing that the purpose of Pancharatrika vidhi is to support or promote the Bhagavad vidhi. So on the Lord's level, this is his blissful internal pastimes. Ye Vaishnave Thakura Tekena Vidyamane Tanhare Jignasasena Krishna Hon Kane. When Vishwambar saw any devotee, he asked, "Where is Krishna?" This is very interesting. Whenever Lord Chaitanya, or it's like Vishwambar, whenever he met some devotee, he asked him, "Where is Krishna? Krishna Kaha?" So he's acting at one level as the ideal devotee, teaching us, aspiring devotees. So when we meet each other, what do we say? "Oh, when's Mahaprasad? Where's the Mahaprasad?" And we don't usually keep things focused on Krishna. Sometimes, I remember in the early days, when we joined, it wasn't so early, but when we joined, at our time, beginning, devotees would come up to meet each other and say, "Tell me something about Krishna." This is how they would greet. "Hey, Prabhu, all right, tell me something. Just tell me one thing about Krishna." "Oh, Krishna has one quality of shyness." "Oh, okay, you describe this quality of shyness." "Well, when Krishna's lifting Govardhan Hill, then he's looking at the gopis, and his arms started trembling when he's looking at the gopis, and then the gopis became alarmed and frightened. Oh, maybe Lala is going to drop the Giriraj, and so they all stuck their sticks up to hold Giriraj." And then Balaram was looking at this, all the gopas holding their sticks up, because the gopas are thinking that this little boy, he's going to drop the hill on top of our heads. So we better hold up our cowarding sticks in case he drops it. And so when Balaram saw all the coward men all sticking their sticks up under Govardhan, he started laughing, smiling. Now Krishna, from his perspective, he was glancing over the breasts of the gopis, and that's why he was trembling. His arm. We don't advise any brahmacharis to do like this, otherwise you might start trembling also. So his arm is trembling, and then as his arm is trembling and the hill is trembling, then he glances at his brother and he sees his brother smiling. Oh, my older brother caught me. My older brother caught me. And then Krishna becomes very shy and very embarrassed. So at this juncture, at this point, Krishna showed the quality of shyness, one of his 64 qualities, laja, or shyness. So this is one of his qualities. He was thinking one thing, and then Balaram was thinking of another thing. This is perception. Balaram was laughing at the coward man, not at his younger brother. He didn't know what his younger brother was up to. It's a good thing. So in the same way, this is how devotees, they would greet each other and say, tell me something about Krishna. So this is an example. Oh, this is Krishna's quality, shyness. But how many times do we do this? How many times do we greet each other? Prabhu, can you tell me just one thing? I know you're very busy. You're the temple president and you're really so busy. And you're not thinking of anything but Krishna, must be. But can you tell me one thing about Krishna? Imagine if you employed this practice, principle, how much Krishna conscious we would all become. There's 150 people in this temple. If you ever see, let's think of an example in nature. If you must have seen chantis. Chantis?
Yeah.
Chinti. It's much easier in English. Anyway, these little black guys that run around and eat sugar and anything that falls here and there. If you've ever noticed how they work or how they move, they make a road, they make a pathway. Of course, it's a whole science. They have some scent and they make a scent pathway from their house to the suite. Or let's say the rasgulla that you dropped on the floor or you stashed somewhere or whatever. And then they make a pathway and then they all run along that pathway from their home to the suite. Then they come back. And when the ants come back, they stop and talk to every ant on the way. Every ant bounces off every other ant on the way back. Oh, how did you do? Oh, how you do? So they're always, each ant is bouncing off the other ant. Have you ever seen? They're just running. And you can't miss. It's like, oh, hey, you didn't shake hands. Okay. They touch each other all the way down the line. They're very, very personal. Very, very personal. They're just touching each other 50 times this way and 50 times that way, and they never stop embracing. They're just so busy, either they're eating or embracing. For the ants, you can learn prem dharma from the ants, right? They're either taking prasad or embracing devotees, and then for them it's bhakta ant is embracing bhakta ant, because they're also devotees. They live in the temple, you live in the temple, they eat mahaprasad, you eat mahaprasad, you chant and they chint. Or chinti. You're doing chanti, they're doing chinti. So what we can learn that they, whenever they meet each other, they touch each other. So whenever devotees, as the ants, they touch each other. So whenever we meet together, we should ask, oh, tell me something about Krishna. Touch me with Krishna. One god brother I knew, he was wearing for some time, he made a homemade button or badge out of cardboard. And he used to wear it here. He said, ask me about Krishna. Ask me about Krishna. And he wore it, a little, seems somewhat trite or artificial, but he wore this thing. And then people would say, okay, tell me about Krishna. Oh, do you know that seven parts of Krishna's body are like a lotus? And then he would say, he has lotus eyes and lotus padma. His navel is like a lotus, and his mukha is like, his mouth is like a lotus. Like this. Oh, that's nice. Do you know that Krishna has 19 marks on the bottom of his feet? He has 11 marks on his right foot and 8 marks on his left foot. Oh, really? Yes. What does he have under his big toe? Oh, under his right big toe he has a barley corn and this and that. So this is, we say Krishna consciousness, Krishna consciousness, Krishna consciousness. But where is the consciousness and where is Krishna? We put them together, we put Krishna together with consciousness, and we say Krishna consciousness. Well, where's consciousness and where's Krishna? Krishna is somewhere, one place, and consciousness is somewhere else. They're not joined. We have to work at joining them together, bonding them. This is called sadhana. Sadhana means bonding ourselves, bonding ourselves with Krishna. Then we become Krishna conscious. This is a very nice practice. And it initially seems it sounds so funny, that almost ironic, that if we start doing this, people say, "Oh, you're weird. What are you doing?" If you are in a society of devotees and someone says, will you tell me something about Krishna? What is this? You'll get this type of response from other devotees. What are you, weird or something? You're crazy? You're pagal? You're going around asking people, can you tell me something about Krishna? And this is with Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya is pagal. Everyone he met, he said, please, where is Krishna? Can you tell me something about Krishna? Isn't this why we're here? Aren't we here to hear about Krishna? And remember Krishna? And remind each other of Krishna? Have you ever heard of Bhagavad Gita? You read Bhagavad Gita? You heard Bhagavad Gita? Machitat makada pranas bodhyantak prasparam kitayantas chamam nityam tushanti chavramanti cha. Is this only a verse in the 10th canto of the Bhagavad Gita? Verse maybe 10-9? It's only a verse and you memorize it for your bhakti shastri test? Or maybe you don't even memorize it. Machitta matkata prana bodhyantas parasparam. Bodhyanta, the devotees are always talking about me. This is what devotees do. They come together. And when they do that, then they feel tushti and ramanti. They feel satisfaction, happiness. This means devotee. A devotee wants to hear about Krishna and he wants to remember Krishna. And when he does it, he feels satisfied and happy. So we have to satisfy each other. We have to nourish each other. This is the meaning of sangha. Sarasanga. So this is a nice, you could try to implement this. Some devotee, for example, devotee runs into the treasury office. Oh, Prabhu, give me some money, I have this voucher. Okay, fine. But can you tell me just tell me something about Krishna. I'll give you your money from the treasury, you go buy your, fix your car. Tell me one thing about Krishna. Oh, well, but then you're on the spot. You're on the spot because you're never thinking about Krishna, you're never reading about Krishna, never hearing about Krishna. So when someone puts you on, oh, well, Krishna's God. Oh, really? That's really interesting. Krishna's blue. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Hey, wait a minute. I think I heard of that already. No, tell me something you've heard. Oh, in the Bhagavatam class, they were saying that Krishna has four types of personality, dear Lalita, and dear Lalita means this. You should tell something. This is Krishna consciousness. So the leaders you can meet, you have your leadership, have a meeting, say, look, we have, because whatever the yad yada charati shrestha, you're the shrestha, the leader is the shrestha. Whatever the shrestha does, then the other ones follow. This is Gita, yad yada charati shrestha, tatarivitarojana. So who are the leaders? Leaders means leader in Krishna consciousness, isn't it? Who's conscious of Krishna? Who's thinking of Krishna? Who's trying to think of Krishna? Please help me think of Krishna. Tell me something. What did you read? Well, I haven't read in 300 years. Okay, you haven't read in 300 years. Did you go to Bhagavatam class? Yeah, but I've been sleeping for 300 years. Well, the last time you woke up, do you remember something? Yeah, so something about Putana. Putana, that was 10th canto. We stopped that 5 years ago. We're on the 3rd canto now. What happened to you? So like this, I think the leaders can meet and say, okay, let's try this thing. This is a good thing, it's not a bad thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing the same thing. Krishna Khan, where is Krishna? Can you tell me? So tell me something about Krishna. It's a variation of the same point. Whenever the Lord saw any devotee, he asked, where is Krishna? So one devotee meets another devotee. Oh, Prabhu, hurry up, do this, that. Oh, temple commander comes, say, quick, quick, help us about the Sunday feast. Okay, fine. Can you please tell me one thing about Krishna first? What's this all about? Are you a policeman or something? What are you asking me this? Tell me something about Krishna. You're asking me to tell. It should be going on everywhere. And it was like this when we joined. You go somewhere, and it was so joyful. And then you really had to be on the ball, you know, because... Someone's going to ask me. I better read something. Okay, I'm ready. And then everybody asks you all day, you tell the same thing all day. 20 devotees maybe bump into you like the ants. The ants bump into each other so many times. So you bump into different devotees. You go to the kitchen, go to the eating room, go here, there. And then they say, can you tell me something about Krishna? So you give your stock answer. So by the end of the day, you've realized that. you've told 20 people that Krishna's quality is shyness, and you explained why. And so then 30 years later, you have it down. You're seeing it practically when you tell it. And that's also good. If you can remember one thing about Krishna, you're a success. Your life is perfect. Ante Narayana Smriti. Ante Narayana Smriti. At the end, you must remember Narayan, Krishna. Anything, whatever your mind latches onto. So this is a good thing. You can think about this idea. Ambaliya Krandana Prabhu Karayati Shai. Ye Jane Je Mata, Se Mata Prabodhai. After speaking this way, Vishambhar would cry profusely, and the devotees would solace him and comfort him according to their ability. So he was, from the very early on, shortly after he's initiated, he's returned from Gaya, closed his school, now he's crying in separation from Krishna. Krishna kaha, ek din tambula laiya garadhar hari she hoilasi prabhura gochar. One day Gadadhar Pandit happily came before the Lord with some betel nuts in his hand. Laya, he was taking some tambul, harish, same as Bengali. Garadhare deki prabhu karena jigyasa kota krishna achena shamala pita vasa. On seeing Gadadhar, Vishwambar asked, where is that blackish Krishna who is dressed in yellow cloth? Pitambara vastra, pita vastra. You say pitambara, nilambara pitambara. So where is he? Gadadhar, someone's coming. Where is this Krishna? With that beautiful yellow dhoti. Where is he? Se arti dekite sarva vidare ki bala bhali behena bachana naspure. All the devotees there felt as if their hearts were pierced on seeing the Lord's intense longing. Everyone was perplexed about how to reply. You can imagine if you go to visit some relative or friend, you knock on the door and they say, yes, come in. And you come in and they're lying there, oh, and they're just crying. And you're shocked. They're crying and their face is wet with tears and they're so dejected and unhappy. What's wrong? Immediately your compassion will be stirred. And you say, what's wrong? What happened? What's wrong? What are you crying? Why are you crying? What's the source? And you'll try to comfort them or solace them. Try to, because they're your friend or your beloved. So the devotees are so much friendly with Nimai Pandit. They went to school with him, or they studied with him, or they're his seniors, or his well-wishers. They're in the mood of a parent, like Advaita and Chandrasekhar and all the other devotees, Shivas. They're quite older than he is. And so they're feeling like, oh, my son, there's something wrong with my son. So like a father, so much cares for the happiness and peace of his son. So there, to see his distress, their hearts were pierced. They're just sarva-ridaya vidhare. They're seeing this, they were just crushed. Because this is the sign of an intelligent person. There's three symptoms of an intelligent, cultured person that are told in Shastra. One sign is that an intelligent person sees every other woman as mother, except his wife. Matrivat Sarvadarishu. Something like that. This is one verse. Matrivat Sarvadarishu. He sees every other woman as mother, except his wife. She's Devi. She represents the goddess of fortune. She makes his life fortunate. She's a Devi. She represents Lakshmi Devi. Then he sees that another's property. He sees another's property. He sees the property of another person to be nothing more than stool in the street. He's not greedy. He has no lobi bhav. Someone has a two million lakh car or whatever, 2.5 crore Mercedes. He doesn't become greedy. He says, oh, so what? Any other property, someone else's property, I have no interest, no attraction, no desire. Like stool in the street. This is the sign of a cultured person. What we say, the Vedic man or the Vedic woman. And what's the third quality? They feel the suffering of another to be their own suffering. These are the three qualities which Prabhupada describes. But nowadays, this is the impersonal, this is the Shunyavad, the age of Shunyavad. Shunyavad means void. No feelings. People have no sensitivity. No feelings. They don't care for anybody. They only care about number one. I only care about number one. So people aren't too much interested in helping others, caring for others. So here the devotees are not like that. Their hearts are pierced. Oh, our Lord, he's not even their Lord at this point. He's our contemporary. He's our friend. He's our village mate. He's our Nadiyavasi. He's a Nadiyavasi. He's living in Nadia. A Nadia Nagar. Like us. He lives here in Navadvip, Mandal. And he's also chanting, and he was teaching Sanskrit like us. And now he's so much distressed and so much overwhelmed by his bhav, this arising bhav in his heart. He's crying, he's swooning, he's asking everyone, where is Krishna? Kota Krishna, Kaha Krishna. Krandan, he's crying incessantly. And his tears aren't some alligator, what they call alligator tears. It's a false little drop comes out. Because alligators, these croc, alligator, and maybe you've never seen. But in Florida, we used to go preach in the Florida temple, they have alligators there. And they have the Everglades. Thousands, millions of alligators. On either side, the highway goes right through and there's alligators on both sides. If your car breaks down, good luck. Good luck. Very dangerous. But they always have like a little tear in their eyes. They have like a little tear. Usually, noticeable, it's like dripping from their eye, like one tear. And you maybe have heard the expression, alligator tears? Have you? So that means that this alligator is not crying out of compassion for you. That's some freak of nature. That's the way his body works. That his tear duct releases a little noticeable drop of tear in his eye. He's not weeping in sympathy for you. If you get close enough, he'll put you inside his belly with one swipe, one bite, bop, and you're finished. One big Punjabi pakora. Inside the alligator. So these are alligator tears. Externally looks like the show of some compassion, but internally nothing. In other words, these are nakli ashru. Fake tears. These are not premashru. But Mahaprabhu's tears are premashru. They're real, they're genuine. And his feelings are affecting the devotees. They're feeling very distressed. And he has such intense longing. They didn't know how to reply. Siddhanta Saraswati comments, the Vaishnava Samaj, they were unable to find suitable words to solace Vishwambar, who was affected with feelings of separation from Krishna. They became speechless. Vachana naspure. Spure means manifest, vachan words. No words could come. Vachana naspure. They were dumbstruck. They could not say anything. What can you say at such a display of intense agony of separation from love of God? As they say, it takes one to know one. You can only know the feelings of another if you're the other. We have a term, empathy. Empathy means to identify with the heart of another person. It's difficult. It's only partial identification. We have the term empathize. I empathize with you. But how can you become me? I'm crying. You often see, if you are observant, you often see in a family situation. Sometimes the mother, or father's not so much, they're a little bit hard. But oftentimes a mother may cry. She has her own reasons for crying. And it's something internal within herself. And she's crying. And her son or daughter will come up and sit on the couch. Mommy, why are you crying? And she said, no, never mind. It's some adult. This is some adult business. So she doesn't say, it's okay, don't mind. You play. No, mommy, what's wrong? And the mother's like crying. So then the daughter starts crying. Have you ever seen? So she's empathizing. Oh my mommy. She understands, mommy's something wrong with mommy. Mommy's sad. Mommy's crying. Crying means sad, generally. At least in the material world. Of course, there's also happy crying, but that's rare. So she, daughter, is identifying with the mother. Oh, my mommy's sad. And then she starts to feel, vicariously, she feels the same mood to some extent. And she doesn't even know why. She doesn't really know why her mother's crying, but she cries a little bit. So this is the quality of empathy. So the devotees there, but they can't really relate. They don't know what is this heart of Mahaprabhu, this intense longing for Krishna, this crying, because they haven't reached this state of ecstasy. Of course, he will take them there by his association, but he hasn't manifested that audarya aspect. Mahaprabhu is like, as we have this phrase that Gaura Govinda Swami coined, an embankment of separation. You have a river, and there's two banks of the river. It's called Tata. Tata means the bank. Nadi Tata. Bank of the Nadi. So there's one is Sambhog or Milan, union, and one is separation or Viraha. So when there's union, there's great sweetness. And then, so this is what he's discussing, and he's talking in his discussion. But if you look at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his Prem Nadi, it has two aspects. One bank is the Madhurya aspect, and the other aspect is Audarya. So sometimes in Gaura Lila, you can see he's going internal. When he goes internal, in Antar Chit, in internal consciousness, he's relishing this intense Madhurya, Brajabhav. Sometimes in Sambhog, Milan, and sometimes in Viraha. But mostly in Viraha, because Krishna's coming, in Radharani's Kantian Bhav, in the form of Mahaprabhu, this is Krishna, coming as Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya, to experience Radha's mood of separation. So then when he's coming to external consciousness, he wants to distribute that to some extent. So when he wants to distribute that Madhurya, when Madhurya is being distributed, it becomes Audarya. Audarya means generosity or magnanimity. So in internal consciousness, it's Madhurya. When he comes to external consciousness, it generally is in the mood of Audarya, to give, to distribute. So this you have to see. Especially in this Chaitanya Bhagavata, it's very clear. That's why they say that Madhurya and Audarya are two sides of one coin. Madhurya Lila is Braja Lila, and Audarya Lila is Gaura Lila. But they're not separate, they're one. Because in one, it's happening in Gaura Lila. Gaura Lila has these two banks, Audarya and Madhurya. But in Madhurya Dham Vrindavan, it is these two aspects of Madhurya, Viraha and Sambhog. The Audarya is not there. But when Radha and Krishna want to engage in Audarya, then they become Mahaprabhu. Then Vrindavan turns into Mayapur. But when Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in Mayapur, or Navadvip, he's right there, everyone's there. And then he wants to go into Brajbhav, then all of a sudden Mayapur, Navadvip immediately becomes Vrindavan. This is the tattva, you have to understand. They are one. If you look at Goloka Vrindavan, Braja Gokul, in the middle is Shwetadvip. Shwetadvip means Gauradvip. Shweta means Gaur, means white. The white island, this is where Gaur lives. This Mayapur Navadvip is called Shwetadvip. This is right in the middle. One's in the middle, Shwetadvip's in the middle of Vrindavan, Vrindavan's in the middle of Shwetadvip. Now try to figure it out. It's like this. This is why it's called Rahasya Tattva. The most difficult thing to understand is Gaura Lila. Because it's not only Krishna Lila, but then it's Gaura Lila. Krishna Lila is not so difficult. It only has two banks of the river, but Gaura Lila has three banks. Gaura Lila has two banks of the river of Braj, Sambhog and Viraha, separation and meeting, union and separation. Then there's another bank, river with three banks, imagine that. And that bank is Audarya. So this is Gaura Lila, so it complicates things, but it beautifies. It simply enhances and beautifies the Lila of Radha and Krishna. When Radha and Krishna want to distribute, Namo Mahabhananyaya. Mahabhananyaya. Bhananyaya means great compassion, great mood of love. Love, there's love for itself, by itself, and of itself. So Radha and Krishna are love for itself and by itself. It's a close party. It's a closed party. There's no access there, no adhikar there, no perception, no permission, and no admission. But when there's submission, when we submit to Mahaprabhu, then we get permission. And by Mahaprabhu's permission, then we get admission. And this is a system. So this is you see, if you study with the proper vision, angle of vision, you can see. Even sometimes from one verse of Chaitanya Bhagavat is Mahaprabhu's in Madhurya Lila, relishing Mahabhava, intense viraha. Then the next verse he comes to external consciousness, he's in Audarya Lila, and he starts preaching. Next verse. And then he goes back into Madhurya, then Audarya. So 1 minute he's in Vrindavan, 1 minute he's in Navadvipa. This is a very wonderful thing about Chaitanya Bhagavat, especially with a Bengali, you can bring it out too much. So now Vishambhar, Gadadhar has come to meet Vishambhar. Vishambhar is seeing Gadadhar, and as soon as he sees Gadadhar, he says, Where is that Pitambara Vastra? Where is that Krishna? And everyone, because Gadadhar didn't come along alone, he came with other devotees, and they're seeing this, they're observing this intense ecstatic mood of Vishambhar. So Vishambhar has asked a question to Gadadhar. He says, where is that blackish Krishna who is dressed in yellow cloth? And then Gadadhar replied, Sambrame Balena Gadadhar Mahashai Niravadi Take Krishna Tomara Vridai. Gadadhar anxiously replied. Gadadhar Mahashai, which they don't even translate. That great soul, Mahashaya Gadadhar, Sambram Balena, he replied, Krishna always resides within your heart. Ridaya Chena Krishna Vachana Shunya Apana Ridaya Prabhu Chire Nakadhya. So here, is this Nisringa Leela? You heard of Nisringa Dev? Tavakara kamala vare nakam nakam abhuta sringha. So here this verse is telling, as soon as Vishambhar heard the words, as soon as he heard Gadadhar say, Krishna is in your heart, what did Vishambhar do? He began to scratch his chest with his fingernails to rip open his chest and find that Krishna. He's not ripping open the chest of Hiranyakashipu, his own chest, or her own chest, because he's Krishna and Radhabhav, looking for Krishna. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Krishna, 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 Krishna. Hey Rad, hey Brajadevi Ke Chalalit, hey Nanda Sunakuta, Goshanta, Govar, how's it go?
Govardhana Pala.
Yeah, Govardhana. Kalindi Vane Kuta. Where is this Krishna? Is he in Govardhan, the banks of the Kalindi, Jamuna? Where is he? This is very bad. Is Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is about to destroy himself? Rip open his chest? No one ventured to give an answer before. He asked the question so many times, we already heard. He would be crying and swooning and would come to external consciousness. Everyone's looking at him. Where, Krishna Kaha? And everyone's quiet. They don't know what to say. They don't have the adhikar. They're not on that level. As we said, it takes one to know one. If you are an Uttam Bhakti, you can understand Uttam Bhakti. If you're a pure devotee, you understand pure devotee. You're a Kanishta, you can understand something of Kanishta. You're a thief, you understand a thief. But how can you understand? But Gadadhar can understand. Gadadhar is Radharan, also Radharan. So Gadadhar is the only one who ventured forth, had the courage to give an answer. But even he was sambrame. Sambrame means he was anxious due to fear or respect. Because he's a year younger. Gadadhar Pandit's a year younger than Nimai. And also Nimai and Gadadhar didn't have a toll. Nimai is a very famous person. So one is respected due to age, one is respected due to fame, knowledge, learning, position. So many causes for respect. So on so many categories. Gadara must respect Nimai. So he was sambrame, sambrame, sambram. Bram means some bewilderment. It's translated, he was anxious. He was anxious, why? Due to fear. He wasn't sure. Everyone else was also afraid. When Vishwamara asked so many people, Krishna, Kota, Kota Krishna, Kota Krishna. This means, in Kotai, where is Krishna? Where can I find him? Everyone's like, I don't know what to say. Oh, you say something. No, you say something. No, not me. I'm afraid. No one's going to say. Then Gadadhar walks up. Where is Krishna? He's in your heart. Okay, fine. Bifurcate my chest. Atte vyatte gharadhar dui hatte dhari nanamatte prabodhi rakila stire kari. Gadadhar quickly caught the Lord's hands and pacified him with various words of solace. E asibena Krishna stira hauman gharadhara balayai dekina apan. Be patient. Stira hauman. Stira hao man means stita di. We say stita di muni. Stita di, your intelligence is fixed. Fixed on Brahman or fixed on Krishna. Stita di. The di is intelligence, muni. So he's saying stita hao man. Man, keep your mind, fix your mind. Don't freak out. Don't go crazy. Be patient. Krishna will come now. Zasi asibena. Hey, asibena Krishna. He's coming. Where is Krishna? He's coming. He's in your heart. Okay. Hey, whoa, wait a minute. That's not a good idea. And he grabbed his hand. Stop. Don't do that. Be patient. He's coming. Meanwhile, I dekina apane. I means, it's a name, it means mother in Bengali. I. So Mother Shachi. Shachimata was watching with her eyes like this. I mean, his son, Sachinandan, he wasn't fooling around. He wasn't, okay, Krishna's in my heart. He was going for it. As they say, he was going for it. He was, rip himself in half. And Krishna can certainly rip people in half. Right? This is Kali Yuga. And when Satya Yuga, who did he rip in half? Hiranyakashipu? He did a very good job of bifurcating his chest, right? With those same nails, the naka, gaur naka is Nisringa naka. He's a sarvavatari. You understand naka? Naka means fingernails. The fingernails of gaur are the fingernails of Nisringa. So as Nisringa uses his fingernails, tavakara kamale vare nakam. Nakam. Adbhuta. Amazing fingernails. The fingernails, you can rip apart someone's chest and do open heart surgery. This was the first open heart surgery that was done here in India, in a Hovelam. See, India has made medical history. The first open heart surgery was done in South India in a Hovelam in Satyuga. Lord Nisringa did open heart surgery on Hiranyakashipu. Well, I never read that in a medical history, but he can make some amendment. Generally say the first open heart surgery was done in America or whatever, they have some. Medical students will know more about these things. So now somehow Gadadhar was able to pacify Vishwambhara. Mother Shachi's looking on. Bhada tushto hailai Gadadhara prati e mata shishura buri nahi deki kati. Mother Shachi became very pleased. Tushta, bhada tushta. Bhara Tushta, very happy, very satisfied with Gadadhar. And she thought, I have never seen such an intelligent boy before. Shishu Buddhi. Shishu means, we say Shishu Kumar. Sometimes people have named Shishu Kumar. So Shishu means child. It's a beautiful phrase for a young child. Shishu. Shishu Buddhi, a very smart boy, very, very smart. Of course, he's not really a boy at this time. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was about 20 I think he's about 20 when he got initiated. So Gadadhar is about 19. But in the eyes of a mother, everyone's always a boy. You have to understand, Gadadhar Pandit is about 19 years old at this juncture. And Gadadhar's 19, and Bishamar is 20. And Satchimata is saying, oh, Shishu. Shishu Buddhi. He's a very intelligent boy. I've never seen. Muni bhaye nahi pari sammukha haite shishuhai kemana prabho dila bhala mate. Satchimata said, out of fear, I cannot stand before my son. Yet how nicely Gadadhar has consoled him. Because previously, as we mentioned, when Bishambhar returned from Gaya getting initiated, he was also exhibiting these symptoms of swooning and ecstatic separation in the house. And Mother Sachi was aghast. She was frightened. What has happened? And she even called some of her elders. Some of her elders came to visit. She was so disturbed. Something's wrong with my son. Please examine him. So Ayurvedic doctors examined him, and people made prescriptions. You should rub his head with some Narayan tail. You should rub some medicated Aushadi Grit, some medicated ghee on his head. I think you should bathe him in cold water. There's some disturbance of his life errors, because she didn't know what's wrong. Maybe some disease, some rogue, some vyadi. So she took advice. And this would happen several times. He would wander around the house, Krishna, and collapse on the floor. Oh, my son. She was very frightened. She didn't know what to do. Now again he's entering some type of ecstatic symptoms, crying in separation, Krishna, Krishna, trying to rip his chest apart. And now this little Shishu Buddhi, this very intelligent boy has come, grabbed his hands, and pulled his hands away, and stopped him. By his words, he's pacified him and controlled him. Krishna's in your heart. Be patient. He's coming. Asibhena. Hey, Asibhena. He's coming very soon. Relax. Keep cool, man. Don't rip yourself in half. You're not Aranyakashipu. Right? Some other Sachi seen. Oh, it's very good. He can do what I couldn't. He's doing what I couldn't do. He's very good. Great. Then she said, Aibale bhap tumi sarvada takiba chariya uhara sangha kota na jaiba. She said, oh, Pandit, always remain, please Gadadhar, always remain with my son. Never leave him alone and go anywhere else. So now Gadai and Gaur are being united. Gadai is Gadadhar, and Gaur is Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So they are being united. Of course they are eternally united, because Gaur is Krishna. Bahir Krishna, Antaratha. So Gadadhar is Ratha, and Gaur is Krishna. But Gaur is Krishna in the mood of Ratha. So now, they have come together. Of course they were already together, they were childhood friends. They were attending school together, Gadadhar. But now Satchimata is saying, you stay. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, Adbhuta prabhura prema yoga deki ai putra hena gyanara mani kichunai. On seeing Vishwambar's wonderful ecstatic love, Adbhuta prema yoga, very interesting phrase in Bengali, Adbhuta prema yoga deki putra hena gyan ara mane kichunai. Mother Sachi no longer considered Vishwambar to be her son. In this case, Mother Sachi manifested Vatsali Ras mixed with opulence like Devaki. So it's not that she didn't consider him her son. This is what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati is telling in his elaboration, his illumination. Because Devaki and Vasudev, their mood of Vatsali, of parental love, is somewhat, it's called Shitala. Shitala Prema. It means it's crippled. It's crippled. It's limited. Because they have so much respect. They say, yes, this Devaki Nandan is our son, but he's also God. He's also God himself. And they become afraid when they see his godhood, when he shows his Aishwarya, forearm form in the prison house. They start offering prayers. Oh, Bhagavan. He's God. Our son is God. So all this diluted their intimacy. This great reverence and respect, it distanced them. It created distance between their son. They couldn't love him. Oh, he's special. He's not. He's God. He's not just. He doesn't just come out of my womb as my son, but he's actually Bhagavan, God, the Creator, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha. So much awe and reverence. So their love is called crippled or reduced, diminished. Sachimata is Yashodama. Yashodama in Gauralila is Sachimata. So prior to this transformation of Mahaprabhu and his ecstatic symptoms, she was always thinking, he's my son. He's my Nandan. He's my Shishu. He's my baby. But now, seeing all these extraordinary Adbhuta Prema Yog, Adbhuta Prema Yog, extraordinary, amazing displays of intense, ecstatic love of God, she's having second thoughts. Well, he's my son, but maybe something more. So now there's some formality, there's some reverence, some distance coming in. So now her Vatsalya Bhav, which is in Braj Bhav, that intimacy, that sweetness, that confidentiality, is now taken on the mood of Devaki. Devaki, her Vatsalya Bhav, which is somewhat, there's a name for it, I can't think just now. Yes, his Vatsalya Bhav, but the Vatsalya Bhav of Mother Yashoda is called Kevala. It's Kevala, Shuddha. It's Shud, it's completely pure. It's the most intimate expression, most intimate and topmost expression of love is found in Mother Yashoda. So sweet, so intimate. Because she never shows any awe and reverence. She'll pull Krishna by the ear anytime. She'll raise a stick. She'll give him hard words. She'll spank him. She'll punish him. She never thinks, no matter how much Aishwarya Krishna lifts Govardhan Hill or he does whatever he does, kills all these big demons, so much Aishwarya, so much omnipotence, power, godhood. But it never shrinks. It doesn't shrink her love or cripple her love. She thinks, oh, he did that. Oh, that must be Narayan. Must be the super soul inside of him. Because Gargamuni at his Namakarana, at his name-giving ceremony, he said that he is somehow, Narayan will be inside your son. He'll do amazing things. Anyway, Narayan did that. Anyway, you're my son. Hey, get off that putana. Come, take my milk. She never stood there with folded hands. Oh, my God. Oh, Krishna killed Jivan Putana. She's 12 miles long. She's a massive demon. And my little son, he must be God. Oh, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. Nothing like this. Never one second. Never for one millisecond did Mother Yashoda ever think that my Lala, my Yashoda Lal, my Yashoda Nanda, my Nanda Lal, that he is God. Never once. Although so many fantastic displays.